Last Christmas we spent
together. Mr. Rayner Taylor, Reel 22. You were telling me about how Churchill visited just after the war.
And he came up during an election campaign. He was visiting Oldham because he had a connection with Oldham. He used to be the MP for Oldham in the 1990-somethings. And when he came up electioneering, the work people for Antis, they booed him, and he never forgave them.
Why do you think that was?
Why
did they boo him?
They booed him. I don't know. It was a matter of escapism. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But they did. The work people outside, they booed him.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I felt bad. I really felt bad because I realised, and always had realised, the debt we owed to him for keeping the country together. I always thought that, rightly or wrongly, but I always thought that.
Now, what's this about he didn't come and collect his...
They gave him the freedom of the town.
Is that after the war?
Yes. But he never found time to come and collect it. And there is a marvellous silver casket. It's very old.
Did that cause any resentment? That he didn't come and collect it?
Yes. It caused...
Was this after the business of him being booed?
Yes, it caused resentment. It caused distress to people who had moved his... being made a freeman.
Was he made a freeman after this time when the Ferranti workers
booed
him?
Afterwards.
And do you think it was partly because of that he didn't come? You said he never forgave them.
He never forgave them after they booed him. At the last time he put up as a Prime Minister.
Did you, said it was after the war, did you still support his government or did you just support Churchill? Do you see what I mean?
Well, really speaking, it was a national government, you know. And it was after that then politics began to break up and different factions came into it till loyalties became divided. There were people who had been very, very good during the war, very good wartime leaders, who were Labour men. Well, they were, in fact, for my money, the best foreign secretary we've ever had was a Labour man who had very little education, Ernest Bevin. Bevin, not Bevan, Bevin. A marvellous foreign secretary. And he was a rabid Labour man.
Did you support the Labour government that came in force?
No, I didn't. I didn't like some of them. I didn't like Ramsay MacDonald.
He'd gone though then.
Yeah. Oh yes.
You don't mean Ramsay MacDonald, do you?
No, Ramsay. That was in the first one. I didn't like it. I didn't care for Attlee. Although, since I've studied and read more about him, he was quite a good man, Attlee was. Perhaps if I'd have known more about him, I would have thought about him more generously.
Now, just to clear up a couple of points, the people you were in the Home Guard with, your company was the local area. Were you actually part of... What was your platoon? Was that your works platoon?
No. No, the Hollywood Company was a company of people from Hollywood who joined.
So there wasn't a works company?
No,
in it.
Works platoons were something totally different. The works platoons, they didn't do training like we did. They were more, to me, they were more of a joke thing. Some joined hoping that it enhanced their prospects at work. You know, it was. No, the works home guards weren't as efficient as.
So your lot did the bulk of the work then?
Oh yes.
Do you know what number platoon you were, or what name platoon?
No, I don't know. I'm quite not sure. Did
you have much to do with any of the raids? Do you remember the raids much?
Oh yes. One very particular. there was a bomb dropped near the scatometer. And then the next one in the field coming across. And then in the cemetery, that's on the straight line, and there was a whole line of bombs dropped that way. And then there was another lot came in the other way, and this particular one dropped in a street just up the road there. Now, that did cause some trouble. I was on duty then, away from Hollywood, further up the road, near where your hotel is. And when this bomb went off, we could see it because you were up there, and I thought either to hit one of the cotton mills or a plane was down because the flames, we were terrific. But
What did you have to do as a home guard when you saw bombs drop? What was your job as a home guard?
Well, it lays between, actually, crowd control and things like that. Stopping.
And what would the ARP do?
Well,
what was the difference, if you see what I mean?
A lot of animosity, and the ARP, they'd be assisting the AFS, that was the firefighting service, that was mainly their job.
While you controlled the crowds?
Oh, yes, and assisted in any way you possibly could.
Now, what had happened? This one that came down was a fire.
Now, to put that story into its perspective, from this gasometer, actually, it's not a gasometer, this is a gas holder, not a meter, it's an holder. And there's a 24-inch pipe runs from there right through Oldham to a gas works on the other side of Oldham. It's a big pipe. And this bomb dropped right on the street where the pipe was, and it fractured this pipe. And that's where the big flames came from. Besides fracturing the pipe, it smashed a church hall. It demolished several houses, and it killed, I think, 7 people. That was quite a lot of work.
Was there much bombing of Oldham?
Not a great lot, no. Alerts, yes, every night almost, because Manchester being the target, you know.
But they didn't bomb Oldham as Manchester?
No, 4, 5, or 6 times, you know, but not... This was a real bad one.
Is there anything else you remember about your home guard experiences?
Not really. I remember going on... we paraded in Oldham, and they told us what a lot of good lads we were, you know.
What, at the end of the war?
Oh, yes. I've never regretted having been a member of the Home Guard. Never regretted it. I felt if we weren't doing anything, people thought we were something. To see the parades of the Home Guard, the crowds that used to turn out, more especially in the very early days, even before we had any weapons. The crowds that turned out, in a corny sort of way, I think, we've got somebody here. We've got somebody. Not we would have been much use, but it had a psychological effect, you know.
More than a military effect.
Oh, yes. Well, you didn't see much of the military up here, you know. Not much of it. The nearest of the military was when we got the pay corps down here, and, of course, by then... They used to call them Nancy's and Puffs and all sorts, but they were all right.
Now, you had an involvement with wartime football. Could you just sketch me that? You were
even during the time, then I was. We formed a local football team, and we did very well.
Progressed. Who formed it? The
local, just a local football team, and we did very well and progressed to a better league, and it went on from there. And I was the secretary of this football team, and we did do very well. We won the Manchester Cup, you know, which had never been won by anybody outside of Manchester. And we won that. And then I was
invited. Did you play, or were you just
administration? No, I was administration. And then I was invited to join the council of the Manchester Amateur League. And then from there, I was invited onto the council of the Manchester County Football Association, which was the county association, which is affiliated or attached to the FA, and they are the county associations who elect and run the football league, you know.
So they ran the actual...
Oh, yes.
The first, second, third, fourth...
Oh, yes. They are the football, the council, yes, they are the people. And, you see... It's a very complex organisation. There's a football league, the football association, and they're two different bodies, you know. He's doing the same job with the two different bodies. The football association, for the main thing, they run the football cup, you know. The others will run international tours. It's a bit complex, you know. But once you get on the inside, of course, you're all right. I think when it's hard to get on, but it's almost harder to get off.
You became a referee, didn't you?
Oh, yes, through being...